Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ted Bosefield. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Hershberger moves to third. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Carrion and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simulai throws the ball into Causey, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Charles. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Willis now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Hansen reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essigian moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for Dale Willis. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essegian scores. Lump moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Thies now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Nellie Fox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Essegian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.